You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We are visiting again with candidates running for governor. The primary elections are next month, August 7th. Yesterday, I spoke with Attorney General Bill Schuette. He's seeking the Republican nomination for governor.
Hey, Lester. Great to be on Stateside. It's the end of the primary phase of the campaign. It's about a 19-day sprint towards the finish line. And I tell my team, you got to work and earn it every day, and we're going to win this primary big and win the general election, the Pulitzer margin. We're going to win them both.
Let's talk about some things that have been in the news lately. The Voters Not Politicians ballot initiative to end gerrymandering of political districts by appointing an independent commission. Your office argued against allowing the proposal on the ballot in November. Why wouldn't you want to allow the voters to have their say on this issue?
You know, this is about, and voters do have their say. Voters do have their say on elections and state rep, state senate, members of Congress, and governor, what have you. And so voters do have their say. And what Michigan has done in terms of redistricting is follow strict standards that have been vetted and approved by the courts over the span of time. This issue is about the constitutionality of how you amend Michigan's constitution. And the fact is, this is a wholesale approach. It's almost a massive rewriting of Michigan's constitution that can only be, according to the Michigan's constitution, by a convention. This is not just a single amendment or some provision. Rather, this is a whole-scale change, and that requires a constitutional convention, not merely an amendment or a ballot initiative. That's the issue.
That argument was rejected by a three-judge panel, and now it's before the Supreme Court. I mean, they didn't see any merit in it. What do you see that they're not seeing?
Well, I'm just saying that that's the provisions in the Constitution with respect to making a change. And, I, as a former judge on the Michigan Court of Appeals, I understand how this process works, and I have great respect for the judiciary, and now it's before the Michigan Supreme Court, which is our approach, and I would expect that the rule of law judges on the Michigan Supreme Court would understand this argument of what the Constitution lays out, the framers of the Michigan Constitution, how they propose to make changes. And this is a wholesale alteration, not a mere amendment. That's the issue before the court, and it was a great oral argument yesterday. I have respect for the justices on the Supreme Court. I think they'll make the right decision, and gosh, we'll know in a couple of days, Lester.
Governor Rick Snyder wants the state of Michigan to file a lawsuit against the company that makes the products that contain PFAS, the group of chemicals that have contaminated water sources in different parts of the state. Are you going to file suit against 3M as the governor has requested?
This is a really important issue, and we all of us, I as Attorney General, and I think Michiganians, people across the state, have this, it's etched in our DNA, I think, Lester, about how we deal, preserve, protect the lakes, rivers, and streams of Michigan. And so this question of PFAS, these chemicals, maybe some in a fire-retardant fashion that are present, deserve full and complete attention and review. We're doing that. We're working with the Department of Environmental Quality, reviewing this case, and we'll make a wise, sound, and thorough determination, and then make a decision. We'll let you know.
So is there merit in trying to file against 3M when they didn't dispose, for example, at the Wolverine site, they didn't dispose of that chemical where it got into the water. Some other company apparently did. Is there merit in filing against 3M?
Well, that's the point. And, it doesn't matter who the company is, Lester. It could be, you name a company. If they violated the law, then there are consequences. That's what it's about. We're reviewing that. As in with any legal issue, we don't get into the minutiae of the details, in an interview. But we'll do it with a very thorough job, lawyerly fashion. We have some great lawyers in our environmental division, and we're scrubbing it very thoroughly right now, Lester.
While we're on the topic of environmental concerns, do you have the authority as Attorney General to shut down Enbridge's 65-year-old Line 5 pipelines that lie along the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac connecting Lake Michigan and Lake Huron?
Well, this is the real issue about Line 5, and I was the first person who raised this issue with respect to how we solve this problem. I'm a problem solver, and I laid out a plan, and it concerns, number one, let's build a tunnel, an alternative to the 4.5-mile straits of Mackinac, where there are some pipelines now. And this is about stewardship. We all have responsibility of stewardship and environmental sensitivity to the Great Lakes. And so I said, number one, we ought to have an alternative path because Line 5's days are numbered. Secondly, we need to make sure there's propane availability in the UP. Those are Michigan citizens and in northern Michigan with huge reliance on propane. Third, our energy industry needs to make sure they get their products to market. Fourth, legislatively, and this is a detailed plan that I laid out, legislatively, we need to ban heavy tar sands and heavy crudes from going through Line 5 now. Right now it's prohibited by administrative order, but I think it should be done legislatively. And then finally, we need to put together a pipeline authority similar to the Mackinac Bridge Authority to work this other issues out in the days ahead. So Line 5 is critical. Its days are numbered. Enbridge has been a bad actor, quite frankly, and not been forthcoming in so many instances. And so that's the approach I've laid out as Attorney General, and those are the principles I'll work on as governor of the state of Michigan.
Okay, so if we went with this tunnel idea, if it's feasible, it's going to take years to get that done. In the meantime, we've got a 65-year-old pipe that was just dented recently because of somebody's anchor dragging along the bottom of the straits.
And by the way, I filed suit on that last week because
I saw that,
the negligence. And so I want you to know that. And that's part of my job as Attorney General of the state of Michigan, whether it's, you know, the negligence of someone anchor hitting the pipe or my fights against diversion of Great Lakes water. So I get the requirements of environmental stewardship as an elected official in Michigan.
I understand that, but the question comes down to, are we going to leave that pipe on the bottom of the lakes like it has been for a while until we can build that tunnel? Or do you have the authority as Attorney General to shut it down in the meantime?
Well, I think the key thing is I think we need to make this final decision on the tunnel. I know that Governor Snyder and Enbridge are working that through, and I look forward to hearing what their final decision is. I think we should leave it at that for the time being.
Okay. Concerns have been expressed about possible criminal actions in your office, and that's led a county prosecutor to refer those concerns to the FBI. The concern surrounds you using state employees in your office to witness some real estate transactions, some personal real estate transactions you were making, and that you gave state jobs to people that you plan to later use to organize your campaign for governor. Did those things happen?
Now, it's just these are allegations are just full of falsehoods, and this is again a Democrat hit job trying to take me down because they know I'm the strongest candidate to win in November. And the fact is, these allegations were made by a Democrat trial lawyer who's a close confidant and fundraiser for former Senator Whitmer, who was just recently on Frank Beckman's show, has said that, yeah, they do a lot of collaboration, work together for years. And the Democrat Ingham County prosecutor was on a fundraising invitation, as was the guy who filed these phony charges. And this is all a smear campaign because the Democrats know I'm the strongest candidate, and my Republican contenders are desperately behind. And frankly, this is just a smear campaign against me, and it's because they don't want to have a discussion on issues. You know what's important? What's important is cutting auto insurance rates. What's important is rolling back the grand home income tax increase. And let's talk about improving our third grade reading scores, to say nothing about how you rebuilt the infrastructure, roads and bridges in Michigan. And these phony charges are, again, an example of politics at its worst.
You've mentioned maybe once or twice that you've been endorsed by President Donald Trump this week.
Yeah, let me add it a third time. I appreciate the endorsement of President Trump.
This week, former Republican Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers, who chaired the House Intelligence Committee, wrote a post on Facebook. It said, quote, "When you stand alongside a former KGB officer and disparage our intelligence community, you undermine our global position, weaken our international leadership, and tarnish our values," end quote. I'm wondering if the Republicans are losing confidence in the president, and how do you feel about that Trump endorsement now?
Listen, I appreciate the endorsement of President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence and half the Michigan legislature, and that's why I'm ahead and grassroots people across the state. You know, the fact is Russia has been and always will be our biggest adversary in terms of global affairs, and our national offensive capability always has to be strength is the key. And I appreciate President Trump's focus on the domestic issues of cutting taxes. And as a result, the Ram truck is being moved from Mexico to Michigan to Warren. That's 2,500 more jobs. And so I appreciate President Trump's efforts to cut taxes, rebalance trading relationships, and make sure that, forgotten Americans that never were able to participate in the global economy, where we lost manufacturing jobs. Now there's a measure of hope because we're cutting taxes. We're going to bring back manufacturing jobs and have enhancements, I think, in Michigan on skilled trades and apprenticeships. And that's the focus that I have. And I think that most citizens of our state appreciate that.
What do you think of former Congressman Mike Rogers' point?
You know what? My points have been made very clear, Lester, that Russia is our single largest adversary, always has been and always will be. And since former Congressman Rogers, who's a great friend of mine, made those statements, there have been some other comments coming from the White House about the foreign policy issues associated with President Trump's visit to Helsinki and also London. And so I'm going straight forward about how you have more jobs, cut taxes in Michigan, and I appreciate the endorsement of President Trump.
Polls have consistently shown you leading among the Republican candidates running for governor, but if you did win that nomination, would you have any reservations about endorsing the winning candidate?
Listen, I issued a challenge about 3 weeks ago, Lester, that asked all the other Republican candidates to sign the pledge to a unity pledge to support whoever the Republican nominee is. I've said I would, so I've already said that. I'm going to win this, though. I'm going to win this primary. And there's been silence on the other Republican candidates. Haven't said anything. I ride for the brand. I'm going to support the Republican nominee no matter what happens. I'm going to win this, but I haven't heard anything from the other side. I hope they say yes.
That is Bill Schuette. He's Michigan's attorney general and a Republican candidate for governor. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, Lester, great being with you. Wonderful being on stateside.